We reclaim our tickets after we go through the turnstile, and we're on our way. We have to keep our eyes open for the points where we transfer. Then we follow the orange correspondence signs to the last stop of our next line, in this case, Kuteya. To exit, follow sortie signs. Before leaving the station, we check the plan du quartier to decide which exit will put us on just the right street corner outside. This may seem complicated, but most people catch on pretty fast. And don't worry, getting lost is cheap. In fact, you could stay underground all day long on one ticket, about the cost of a cup of coffee. But let's not.
Provence. Oh, delicious?
Ah, oui.
Hey, good. Merci. This street's our home base in Paris. Big cities don't need to feel like big cities. Actually, they're made up of neighborhoods. I like to choose a particularly cozy one and settle in, become a temporary resident. Let's see how that works here on Rue Claire.
How such a livable neighborhood lodged itself in the middle of the government district and the expensive Eiffel Tower area, I'll never know. Rue Claire's village-like pedestrian street feels safe and tidy, a welcome break from the hectic traffic and bustle just a few blocks away. Everything we need to feel at home is right here. That's our hotel, one star. According to the official French rating system, more stars mean more amenities and a higher price. I don't need room service and uniformed bellboys. So 2 stars is the top of the line for me. And, by the way, conventions can clog this city. So especially in June and September, Paris is one place that deserves reservations. The post office is just down the street. There's a self-service laundry. We can walk to the tourist office at the Eiffel Tower or check out an afternoon of lawn bowling if we head in the other direction towards Les Invalides. Restaurants abound. Parisians spend lots of time in them, long meals, and leisurely stops in sidewalk cafes. And we've also got beaucoup temptations in the famous French pâtisseries.
Our Rue Claire Hotel doesn't include breakfast in the cost of the room. So we're starting our day at this cafe. Breakfast here is cheaper than at the hotel. We picked up something fresh at the bakery, and we're brown bagging it. It's the way the locals do it, and that's the way we can do it. After breakfast, we'll check out a couple of often missed sights in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower.